Today's Shiur Masechta Zvachim Daf Mem Beis. We will begin in Daf Mem Aleph Umad Beis, two lines from the bottom Meisrei. In our previous Shiur, the Gemara quoted a Mishnah Masechta Menachos. The Mishnah Masechta Menachos has Machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim if as the Kohen is Makter, the Kohenitz and the Levoina on the Mizbeach, he has a machshavas pigle by the kaimitz and not a machshavas pigle by the levoinah. Will that carbon be pigle or not? Ramea says it is. Rabban says it isn't. And as we said in our previous year, the simple way of understanding the machlaikas is that the machlaikas is over the concept of a faglin b'chatzi mater. Could pigle only in part of a avoidah, a machshavas pigle in part of an avoidah, create a status of pigle? With Rabbanan saying no, and Ramei saying yes. That would be the simplest way of understanding Ramei's opinion. Teaches us Rish Lakish, that's not the way to understand Ramei's opinion. The way to understand Ramei's opinion is that it's based on a concept of Kala Oysa al-Dash Rishayna Hu Oysa. And if somebody begins with a Machshevas pigle, even though he didn't necessarily complete his action with a Machshevas pigle, it will be a situation of pigle. And the Gemara now begins with a challenge based on a brisa to Reish Lakish's understanding of Rameyer's opinion. Says the Gemara Meisvei, Medvar Amurim, when the brisa is speaking about pigle, Bedvarim, Bedamim, Hanitonim, Al-Mizbeach Achitzin. Since, as we learned, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, it's only required, it's only essential to have one matan dam, the beginning of this parak, on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. So pigle is created if you had the Machshavas pigle by that first application of dam. If you did, it is pigle. If you didn't, it isn't pigle. No room for disagreement. Aval, dam al nitana al Mizbeach HaPnimi. When it comes to dam that's put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the brisa numerates such situations. The first case is Koin Abba Osir Abba Mishol Shem Kippurim. The 43 Nesina Stam on Yom Kippur. What does the 43 Nesina Stam on Yom Kippur mean? We all remember, we daven every year Musaf Yom Kippur. And the avoid that we encounter, there's the power of Yom Kippur, whose blood had to be sprinkled inside the Beis HaMikdash, and the sore of Yom Kippur, whose blood had to be sprinkled inside the Beis HaMikdash. And at this point of the Gemara, we'll discuss them more later, the Gemara says there's a total count of 43. How do we get to the number 43? There are, and remember, as we sing in the Avodah on Yom Kippur, Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata, by the Kapoiris, by the Bein Abadim, by the Arna Kodesh. So that's 8. By the power, 8 by the Sawyer, 16. Then we have Achas Lamala, B'Shev Lamata, by the Praichas. Again, 8 and 8. Is another 16. It's 32. Then, at least at this point of the Gemara, the blood of the power and the Sawyer are mixed together, and they're put on the four corners, so up to 36. And then there are 7 sprinklings on the Tahara Shel Mizbeach, what we learned the other day means the top of the Mizbeach, 36 plus 7, 43. Abba Mishlash Kippurim. Interesting, Machloikis Hachroinim. According to the opinion of the Chachamim, in order for it to be pigle, you had to have a Machshavas pigle by all 43. What does that mean? Chaznis says, you don't have to have all 43. Because since, as we just learned, the 43 are really comprised of 2 separate kabbadas, the par and the sawyer. So you don't have to have a machshavas pickle by all 43. You only have, if the par is pickle, you're going to have all of the par avoid this pickle. If the sawyer is what the coin is making pickle, it's going to have to be only by the sawyer applications, not by the par applications. There are other achroinim that disagree and say that the opinion of the Chum is all 43. Anything less is not pigle. The Chazanish, however, comments that even according to his opinion, that we could separate the power from the sire. He says we only could separate the power and sire up to when the blood is mixed together. But once the blood is mixed together, as I said before, they start sprinkling on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, they become one unit, and it no longer becomes possible to separate them. Or, Achar Asa Shapar Koy Mashiach, V'Achar Asa Shapar Alam Dover. While we've been discussing in our last shiur. But the Paralam Dover Shatzivan, the Parakoy Mashiach, there are 11 sprinklings. What are the 11? 7 facing the Proiches, and 4 on the 4 corners of the Mizbeach. Pigel, Bein Brishoina, Bein Bishniya, Bein Bishlishis. If you had a Machshavas Pigel, again we go back to Yom Kippur, either during the first set of Zrikas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or during the second set of Zrikas during the Proiches, or during the third set of Zrikas when you did Zrika on the Mizbeach, it's Pigel. That's the opinion. Rav Meir, I'm a Pigel. V'chayavim l'karos, that will be considered Pigel. The Chachamim, the Chachamim disagree. Aim by Chorus, as I just said, the opinion of the Chachamim, Achi Fag B'Kolamater. Until this Pigel throughout from beginning to end, and as I quoted the Machlok Zachron, it was beginning to end mean. So here we right away have the question on Rish Lakish. What did Rish Lakish say? Rish Lakish said that what is the basis of Ramey's opinion? Because Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Hu Oysa. So if that is the real understanding of Ramey's opinion, so it should only be Pigel if he had a Machshavas Pigel during the first Zrika. So if he had a Machshavas Pigel during the first set, then the halach will be, it extends, and we spoke yesterday what extending means, it'll extend to the second set and to the third set. But that's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says it could become Pigel, even if he had the Machshavas, according to Ramey, even if he had the Machshavas Pigel during the second set, or even though during the third set. There's no Kolad Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa there. So clearly, Rameyer, we have a problem understanding Rameyer according to Rish Lakish's understanding. Before we go further, there's actually a stira in Tosfos, between Tosfos and Masechet Menachos and Tosfos here in Masechet Zvachim. The Rameyer says that you have to have a Machshavas Pigel during set 1, set 2, or set 3. What does that mean? Does that mean that even Rameyer, who says you don't have to have a Machshavas Pigel from beginning to end, will agree that at least in each set, you have to have the Machshavas Pigel for all 8 or for all 11 on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But if you don't even have that much, even Rameyer will concur that it's not Pigel. That's one opinion of the Rishonim. Another opinion of the Rishonim is no, Rameyer is even more Machmer. And the Machshavas Pigel, even for part of a set, will be enough to make it into Machshavas Pigel. It really, the Achronim want to say, I just don't have the time to dwell on it, the Achronim want to say it's connected to the Shail that we discussed yesterday. How do we understand Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa? If it's an Umdana or it's a Din. But back to our Gemara, we clearly have from this Braisa a question on Reish Lakish's understanding of Rameya. Ketanimiya, again, Pigel, that according to Rameya can become Pigel, Bein Rishayna, either during the first set, Bein Bishniya, either during the second set, Bein Bishlishis, or during the third set of Polig. And yet Rameya says it can become Pigel. It is no kolayis or das rishayna waisa. Answers the Gemara. Om Rav Yitzchak bar Avin, hachav ma iskinen, kigon shepigel b'chad, shepigel b'shchita, t'chad matahil. Which means as follows. There's a halacha, a very interesting halacha, in the avoid of Yom Kippurim. The halacha in Yom Kippur is that let's say the kohen did the shchita, the par or the sawyer, takes that dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And let's learn the Gemara simply. He does the whole Zrika. He does all 8 Zrikas. And before he's about to take the dam out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to continue his Zrikas on the Proiches and then on the Mizbeach, all of the dam spills out. What's the halacha? So the halacha is that you have to shech the new carbon. If you're shechting new carbon, you don't start from the beginning. You start from where you left off. And now you shech the new carbon. And that new carbon, that new shechita, you'll be a shechita for, you start by the proiches. So now we can understand Rameyer's opinion. Since we're shechting a new carbon, and that new carbon has no connection to the previous carbon, because that carbon is no longer here. That dam spilled out. So now Shnia doesn't mean like we thought Shnia means, the second set of Zrikas. Shnia means the second carbon. And what the Gemara means here, Rishayna Shnia Shlishis, that means either during the Shechita of the first carbon, which was lost, that the dam was lost after the Zrikas in the Kodesh Kedoshim, or during the Shechita of the second carbon, whose dam is lost after the Zrika on the Praiches, or during the Shechita of the third carbon, whose dam is going to be used on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Since each carbon is an individual carbon, and each Shechita is only effective for it itself, it's not connected to any of the previous sets, so everything is independent, and Ramei will agree that it's a regular case of Pigel. That's how the Gemara wants to explain Rishayna Shnia Shlishis. Interesting Shaila, also Machlokes Achronim. Here we're saying a din, that by the carbon, and this is an accepted din, that by Yom Kippur, if after you did the Zrikas and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the dam spills out, you shecht the new animal, but you don't start from the beginning, you start by the Proichas. What will be the halacha by the Parhelm Dovish of Tzibur? By the Parakai Mashiach, where they did the sprinkling on the Proichas. And after they did those seven Zrikas towards the Proichas, the dam spills out. And you now obviously have to shech the new carbon, because you didn't do the Zrika on the Mizbeach. What will you do? Do you go back to the beginning? Or is it like Yom Kippur that you just start where you left off? Machlokes Achronim. But again, just trying to show how the Rishonim and Achronim learned every line of the Gemara. But again, back to our Gemara, Rishayna Shnia Shlishis has a whole new definition. But ask the Gemara, it's a great definition. Because every act, every Shechit is totally independent. But ask the Gemara, if every act of Shechit is so very independent, so that even the Rabbanim should agree that it's a nice Pigel. Yet we find in the Brisa that we began today's Shia with, that according to Rabbanim, it's not Pigel. Yehocha asked the Gemara, my time the Rabbanim, that it's not Pigel. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav and Mach Chachamim. The Chachamim here are not the Chachamim that we encountered in the Mishnah Masechta Menachos that I reviewed in our introduction to the Shir. It's a new Chachamim. Rav Elazar, Shita says to say Rav Elazar. Who's Rav Elazar? The Tanan. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. We know there's a very serious Aveira of bringing any Kachim outside the Azara. If somebody does it b'mezid, there's a chiv chorus. Somebody does it b'shagig, there's a chiv chattas. Says the Mishnah, Masechta Menachos, HaKoyim Mitzvah Avoinav HaKtaris, Omechus Kanim, Omechus Koyim Mashiach, Omechus Nechachim. And I'm going to explain all these different things in tomorrow's shir. Shikr Achman Kazayis B'chutz. Why would Allah, you didn't take the whole Koyim Mitzvah outside the Azara, you took a Kazayis of the Koyim Mitzvah, and you offered it outside the Azara. The Tanakhama's opinion is that since we find B'kol HaTarikula, the Shir is always a Kazayis, you offered a Kazayis outside the Azara, Yechayiv. Very easy to understand. Rav Elazar says, you're not going to be Chayiv for Chutz. Ad, Shiyakav is Kulin. Rav Elazar says that even though you took a whole Kazayis and you were makav it outside of the Azara, an Avoid is not considered an Avoida unless we look at the entire Kaimitz. Therefore, according to Rav Elazar, even if you took a kazayis of the kaimitz and you were makrovit outside the Azara, you would not be chayiv karas, not be chayiv achatas. What is Rav Elazar saying? Let's try to understand what Rav Elazar is saying. Rav Elazar says you can't look at a partial avaida. You have to look at the whole picture. So now let's go back to our Gemara. How did we define the Braisa? We define the Braisa, the kohen who keeps on spilling. He does the zrik and the kodesh kodashim, spills, and brings a new carbon, does the shechita on the proiches, again it spills, and does a third shechita for the mizbeach apnimi. According to Reb Meir said, that every shechita is viewed independently. And therefore, if there's a machshevas pigel doing one shechita, that's considered a full-fledged case of pigel. According to Reb Elazar, you always have to look at the whole picture. Since you have to look at the whole picture, you have to look at all three shechitas. You can't separate one shechita from the other. Just like Rav Elazar says, you can't separate one kazayis of the kaimitz from the rest of the kaimitz. To be pigel, to be considered shchut echutz, it has to be the whole kaimitz. To be considered pigel, it has to be all of the shchitas, because all of the shchitas are required here. Without all the shechitas, you haven't completed the ma'is avoda. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar will say, pigel b'shoina, pigel b'shnia, pigel b'shlishis. You only had a machshavas pigel by one of the three shechitas that you needed to get this carbon yom kippur right. It's not pigel, because you didn't have pigel in the entire picture. The entire picture means all three shechitas. Ask the Gemara, how can we define that the Braith is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar? Bahamar Rava, Amayd Rabbi Elazar, Bedamim. That even though Rabbi Elazar argues and holds that in order to be chayif shkutei chutz on the kaimitz and all these other minchas that were identified a moment ago, you have to have the entire kaimitz. You have to have the entire mincha. By dam, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Oimrim, Memakim Shapasuk, Mishamhu Maschil. He agrees that you don't have to do the dam over. When it comes to an avoid on the dam, we could look at each dam separately, each avoid the dam separately. What is shechita? Asked the Gemara. Shechita is an avoider with the dam. So what are you arguing? What are you suggesting? Asked the Gemara. Says Rava. That you can't separate the shechitas one from the other? We see when it comes to the dam, Rabbi Elazar has no problem separating one from the other. So that can't be pshat in the Braisa. So where are we up to? We're back to where we started. We're back to the Pashup pshat of the Braisa. The Ben Bershon, Ben Mishni, Ben Shlishis means each separate Zerika. And Ramey is saying it's pigel, even by number two, by number three, where you don't have Koloisa, that's Rishayna Oisa. Ella Amarava, what is the case that this Bryce is referring to? Kigoin Shapigal Barishayna. There's a Machshavas pigel by the first Maisa, by the first Rika. Vishasak Bishniya, there was no Machshavas pigel by the second Maisa's Rika. Vichaza Bapigal Bishleshi. And then there was a third Machshavas pigel by the third Rika. Madu Tema, Isak Datach, Al Das Rishoyna Humaheder, if, and what is the Chiddush of the Braisa according to Rameya? Because if we say, Al Das Rishoyna Huoisa, why did he have a Machshavas Pigel by the third Zrika? He's relying on the first Machshavas Pigel. Meheder Beshlishis Lomeli, why did he have a new Machshavas Pigel? Kamash Malan. Let me tell you what the Gemara means. The Gemara means as follows. The Gemara is now defending Reish Lakish's understanding of Rameya. What does Rameya say? Kol oisa das rishayna huoisa. And clearly, wherever we have no reason to believe otherwise, Rameya holds kol oisa das rishayna huoisa. But there are times that it's questionable if kol oisa das rishayna huoisa is here. Why? Because if the person had a mechsheves pigel by the first zrika and had no mechsheves pigel by the second Zrika, by the third Zrika, we could easily say, Kol Oisa, Das Rishayna Oisa. But here what happened? He had a Machshavas Pigel by the first Zrika. Didn't have it by the second, and then had it by the third. So if it's Kol Oisa, Das Rishayna Oisa, why did he have a new Machshavas Pigel? He already had one at the beginning. Isn't that an indication that this is an individual who doesn't rely on Kol Oisa, Das Rishayna Oisa? And therefore we should suggest that even Rameya will consider it not pigel. Kamash Malon de Braisa, that it is pigel. That's how the Gemara is now explaining. Before we go back to this, that's now, but ask Rav Ashi, me the Shasuk Tani. How are we saying Beim Rishoyne, Beim Shni, Beim Shlishis means? We're saying the Rishoyne had a Machshavas pigel, Shni had no Machshava, and Shlishis he did, and it was still employing the concept of Kol Oisa Das Rishoyne Oisa. But that isn't what the Braisa said. The Braisa said, Ben Rishon, Ben Mishni, Ben Mishlishis, that had a Machshavas Pigel by all three, or by one of the three. Not that Shni is quiet, and Rishon and Shlishis, he had a Machshava. So that, therefore, Rav Ashi says, cannot be the explanation of the Braisa. So I want to tell you over two fascinating things that I saw based on this concept. If you recall, in our previous year, we discussed that when somebody makes tzitzis, so the Mishnah Berurah Paskens, and that's the Minhag Olam. Before you start making the tzitzis, you say l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, and that is effective for the entire maisa, the entire act of making the tzitzis. So there's a shail and the shail sechuvas masham. You had somebody. This is a big lesson. Talking too much is always dangerous. What happened here is as follows: the person said l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, started making the tzitzis. And while he's making the tzitzis, he says it again. What did our Gemara say? Then when do we say Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa? When he makes no further comment. But this person made a new comment of L'shem Mitzitzitzis. What does that seem to indicate? That there was a break. He isn't relying on the Das Rishayna. Why is it enough, we said yesterday, did you say L'shem Mitzitzitzis at the beginning and it'll be effective for the entire time? Because you say Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa. But this is obviously an individual who's not relying on Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa. Because why is he saying it again? And therefore, the question in the Masham is that maybe here we should have a real problem, that the fact that he said it again is an indication there was a break in his Das Rishayna. Masham says it's a tremendous shaila. But he says something that we also mentioned in our previous year. We learned in our previous year that the concept of Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Hu Oisa is much stronger by a heter than by Isser. And that's why we said in our previous year that even if the Rabbanim disagree with Reb Meir on the concept of Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa, they won't disagree by Heter. And that's why it's very gishmak. Yes, there's a break in the Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna, the proof being that he said it again. But since the first Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa is so strong here, because it's a Dvar Mitzvah, we could rely on it even if there was a break. Then I want to say over a very interesting tshuva in the Eretz Tzvi. It's B'chalal Mitzvah to say over from the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi was the Kozel Gavarov. The Kozel Gavarov was Rosh Hashiva and Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin after Meir Shapiro. He was killed during the war. No children left. The Mari de Galamdin. And there's a very interesting tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi. He was asked, let's think about the following two situations. You have a cipher. He's writing a Sefer Torah. He comes to the word Alev Lamed. Now, the word Alev Lamed could mean Hashem's name, Kael, or could mean Al. No. He writes the word Alev Lamed with a mistake. It was supposed to be Hashem's name, but he meant that he thought it's going to be that it means Al. And then he realized he made an error. So there are two types of situations that we could be discussing. One is, he comes now to the Rav with a Shaila. What should he do? He wrote Aleph Lamed thinking it means Al, when it really should have been Kael. That's one Shaila that came to the Rav. Another Shaila that came to the Rav is that as soon as he wrote Aleph Lamed, thinking that it means not Shem Hashem, that it means Al, no, he realized that he made an error, and he wrote over those letters Aleph Lamed with the Kavanah that it should be Shem Hashem. And again, a question, what should he do? So if you asked me, before I saw the Eretz Tzvi, I would say that the second case is a lot worse than the first case. Because in the first case, he wrote Aleph Lamed with no intention that it should be Shem Hashem. In the second case, he wrote Aleph Lamed, and then rewrote it, or wrote on top of it, with Kavanah that it should be Shem Hashem. So in the first case, if he would be erasing something, he's not erasing Shem Hashem. In the second case, when he's erasing Shem Hashem. That's what I would have thought. But that's why you need a Talmud Chacham like the Eretz Tzvi to tell you that I'm wrong. He says, L'halocha v'loy l'maisa. He says, the Taz says, and this is, the Taz says to all cipher, that before they begin writing at the beginning of the session of writing, they should have in mind that any time they're going to write Shem Hashem, that writing it l'shem kedushas Shem Hashem. Al Gemara, Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa. And therefore, even if he won't have specific kavana, says the Taz, every time he writes Shem Hashem, it won't be a problem, because we have Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa. Says the Taz. Says the Eretz Tzvi. Now let's think about it. The person who wrote Aleph Lamed thinking it means Al, and didn't do anything. So what does he have? He has a Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa, that even though he thought it means Al, turned it into the Shem Hashem. And our Gemara is teaching us that Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa is effective. The person who wrote on top of the Aleph Lamed Kael, what has he shown? He's shown that he's not relying on the Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa, like our Gemara. Why is he showing it? Because if you rely on Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Waisa, why are you correcting? And the halach is that if you write the Shem Hashem on top of something which is not Shem Hashem, it's a meaningless act. And therefore, suggests Eretz Tzvi, it might be less of a question to erase the person who wrote the Aleph Lamed L'Shem Shemayim on top of the Aleph Lamed that was not L'Shem Shemayim versus the person who wrote the Aleph Lamed purely L'Shem Chol, not L'Shem Shemayim. Interesting Chab. Again, he says L'Aloch of L'Aloch Ma'isa. But we're back to our Gemara. How do we understand the Braisa? El Amar Rav Ashi, Hacham Ma'iskinen. The way to understand the Braisa is going to pickle B'Rishayna B'Shnei B'Shlishas. He had a Machshavas pickle during the first Zrika, during the second Zrika, and during the third Zrika, but he did not have a Machshavas pickle during the fourth act. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what does the fourth act mean? Rashi says the fourth is when it's poured Atar Shal Mizbeach. Tosfos says the fourth means the Shvich HaShraim, because Tosfos says you can't separate the Kronos from the tap. So again, says the Gemara. So, and what is the Chiddush in Rameya? Because by the time, if Rameya is relying on the concept of the Kolois Adas Rishayna Oysa, Meheda Pegula B'chochad V'lamali, why do you have to have a separate Machshava by the second Zrika and by the third Zrika? It would have been enough that he should have the Machshava's Pegula at the beginning, and that should be effective throughout. Kamash Mulan, that even Rameya will still hold its Machshava's Pegula. So again, let's understand the Gemara Gezunt. If he had a Machshavas Pigel during each and every one of the Avoidas, of course everybody's going to agree that's Pigel. Even the Rabbanon agrees it's Pigel. The Chiddush here is that he had a Machshavas Pigel by 1, 2, and 3, didn't have a Machshavas Pigel by 4, so obviously this is an individual who's not relying on Kolayis Adas Rishayna Oysa, because either he should have it by all, or should have it by none. Kamash Mon, that it's still according to Ramei Pigel. Ask the Gemara, but that isn't what the Braisa said. The Brice didn't say Rishoyne Shni of Shlishis that had a Machshavas Pigel by Zrika number 1, Zrika number 2, Zrika number 3. Let's look at the word. He used the word Bain. Bain means or. Either by Zrika 1, either by Zrika 2, or either by Zrika 3. Not by all 3. So how could you say that that's Pshat and Rameya? Says the Gemara Kasha. Says the Gemara further. Amamar. And a way the Rishoyne tell us to understand this next piece of Gemara, and it's very geschmack, like the way we're learning, that we've sort of retreated from Reish Lakish's understanding of Rameya. Because right now, because of this Braisa, we have no way of understanding Rameya that holds Kolayis Adas Rishayna Waisa. We Gemara just left with Akasha. So as I said at the beginning of this year, one must be Pshat and Rameya. He holds Mefaglin B'chatzi Matam. Ask the Gemara. Amemar, Rameya Omer, we learned at the beginning of our year, that if you had a Machshavas Pigel by 1, 2, or 3, it's Pigel v'chayav and Karas. Ask the Gemara. There's a halacha that we've learned already before in Hilchos Pigel. Michti, ask the Gemara. Karas v'chayav at sheyakriv kol matirav. A carbon doesn't become Pigel unless you complete all of the avoid of the carbon. If I remember correctly, what I've said in a previous year is as follows. It pays to be a Talmud Chacham. It always pays to be a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because let's say somebody made the carbon pigel by Shechita. And what he does is he stops after the Shechita. What will be the halacha? That carbon won't have, it'll be possible, but it won't have a chiv karis. Because you can't have a chiv karis unless you finished all of the avoidance of the carbon. So if you stop after the Shechita, it can't be pigel. What's the basis for it? Domamar, katsos kosher, kachatsos possible. Just like a carbon only becomes kosher when you completed all of the avoidance, so too does a karma become possible. Ma kar tzaz kosher. A karma cannot be considered kosher at shiukav kamatirav until you've finished everything. Af atzaz possible at shiukav kamatirav. So ask the Gemara. Let's think about this case. V'akivin the kosher bay b'fnim pasla. What happened in this case? We're learning pigla b'rishayna b'shniya b'shlishis that he had a machshavas pigla by the first rika. What's the first rika by Yom Kippur? And the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What happens, asked the Gemara, when he does that Machshavas Pigel? What happens to this carbon? It becomes totally disqualified. If you had a Machshavas Pigel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the carbon becomes disqualified. So ask the Gemara, when you continue doing Zrikas on the Proiches, on the Mizbeach, you're not sprinkling dam, you're sprinkling water. It became nothing. Kivin the chashbe b'fnim, pasla, command the loy adidami. Since that wasn't considered a valid zrika, Ki hada ma'adi behechel, when you do the follow-up zrikas on the kroiches, on the mizbeach, ma'ida alma kodadi. So what are all of you thinking? All of you are thinking Rashi's question. What does Rashi ask here? If the Gemara is saying that as soon as you do something with pigel, the carbon becomes totally disqualified, it turns into water. So let's think about the classical case of pigel. What's the classical case of pigel? Somebody does shechita with a machshavas pigel. And what is Al Gemara saying? That as soon as you do pigel, as soon as you have a machshavas pigel, what does the blood turn into? The blood turns into water. So then you did the Kabbalah, you did the Halach, you did the Zrika. It shouldn't be pigel. It's water. Why is the Gemara only asking the question all of a sudden here? Nowhere else. All the Rishonim ask this question. So Rashi answers, because if we're going to take this concept, if we're going to accept this concept, then there's no pigel. Then we've eliminated pigel. We've spent I don't know how many blot talking about pigel. We're still going to learn pigel. There's no pigel. It turns into water right after the Shechita. The Torah taught us the parasha pigel. There must be a place where it's applicable. I think Rashi only answers half the question. So if that is indeed correct, and we're going to get back to it in a moment, this concept, but if Rashi is correct that if the Torah taught us the halacha pigel, what the Torah is essentially teaching us is that it doesn't turn into water, so then why is the Gemara here saying that it does turn into water? Either or. It turns into water, it should always turn into water. If it doesn't turn into water, it shouldn't turn into water. So I think, I know the Sfasemis and the Brisker Rav are very troubled with this question. I'll tell you what I think they're answering. Well, the answering is as follows. You can't compare the case of the Shechita and the Zrika. Because what does the Torah tell us about the Zrika on Yom Kippur? The Torah gives us a very specific sequence. Do the Zrika in the Kodesh HaKodashim, then do the Zrika in the Kodesh, and then do the Zrika on the Mizbeach. If you go out of sequence, let's say the Kohen is going to decide, we spoke about it just the other day in the Shir, let's say you decide to start with the Proiches, without doing the Zrika in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Would that be considered a Zrika? Of course not. There's a very, very specific sequence. All of these have to be done. So if you did the Zrika in the Kodesh HaKodashim, with a Machsheves Pigel, so you didn't do a Zrika. You can't go on to the Proiches until you do the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's why over here the Gemara says it turns into water. But the Shechita is a Shechita. The Kabbalah is a Kabbalah. Even if it was Machsheves Pigel. And that's why here the Gemara could suggest that it's water, everywhere else it's not water. Amarav, so we're back to where we started. If there was a Machsheves Pigel in the Kodesh HaKodashim, that turns it into water. And you won't have that you completed the Avodah. And if you don't complete the Avodah, there's never Pigel, the Gemara said on top of Amid. Amarava, he comes up with a way. Mishkach Slo Ba'ava Parim B'dalat Tzirim. We said earlier in our Shir, the kind that keeps on spilling the dam. So what's going to be an halacha if the kohen had a machsheves pigel during the zrik in the kodesh kedoshim and spilled the dam afterwards, and then brings a new carbon? So each carbon and each zrik is separate, and therefore, even though the first one was disqualified, it has no bearing on the second one. Or if the second one was disqualified, it has no bearing on the third one because each one is looked at as a separate unit. Each carbon with its connected Zrika. That's the case. That means Rishayin Shnei Shlishis. That's what Rava says. Rav Amar. Rava says a much simpler teretz. Rava is saying what we said before. I feel time in par achav v'sar ach lepigula. Lepigulai maratza. What is Rava saying? Rava is saying what Rashi asked as a kasha. Absolutely, says Rava. If you want to think like a lamdin, when you did the machsheves pigul with the zrika in the kodesh kedoshim, the dam turned into water. Because it was a meaningless Rika. It was with Machsheves Pigel. But the Torah was Mechadish, a Parsha Pigel, to tell us that even though that Zrika was a useless Rika, it doesn't prevent this carbon from being Pigel. Just like every case of Pigel, where you did the Shechita with a Machsheves Pigel, it doesn't prevent the carbon from being able to be Pigel if you afterwards did Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. Then the Gemara goes off to another subject. We said at the beginning of our shir that in Yom Kippur there's a total of 43 zrikas. Ask the Gemara, Abon v'shalosh, there's 43 zrikas. V'tanya, Abon v'sheva, there's another brisa that says there are 47 zrikas in Yom Kippur. Answers the Gemara, If you remember, at the beginning of this year, the first 32 I won't review. How do we get from 32 to 36? We said that they mix together the dam of the power and the dam of the soil, and it four zrikas on the four corners, and seven zrikas on top of the mizbeach. This mandama says that they didn't mingle the dam of the power and the dam of the soil until after they did the four kronos. So that gives us another four zrikas. 43 plus 4 equal 47. Ask the Gemara, but there's another brisa. Vatanya, Abam Vishmaina. The brisa says there are 48. Where do we get to number 48? Answers the Gemara. This brisa that says that there were 48, Hakman Amar Shiar Ma'akfin. We discussed the other day if pouring the shirayim on the Yisoid HaMizbeach by Kabbonis that are brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi are essential or not. The mandam that says that they're essential gives us one more Zrika, pouring that down on the Yisoid HaMizbeach. Had Kavand Omer, ain't Shirayim Ma'akvin, so he doesn't count this 48th pouring of the dam. Actually, I saw two pshatim in the number 48. One pshat is that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a band with Klal Yisrael, created a bris with Klal Yisrael 48 times. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he's doing the Avodah, wants to commemorate those 48 brisin that exist between us and Hashem. But I saw another beautiful pshat, that Tiferes Yisrael says this pshat. We know that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the last parak of Pirkei Avos, says that Memches Kinyonim, there are 48 ways how somebody can be successful in his learning. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, you know what the lesson of number 48 is? We have the Kohen Gadol entering the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, and to try to bring Kapara V'Slicha and Hatzlacha to all of Klal Yisrael. You know how the Kohen Gadol can be successful? If behind him stand the Memches Kinyanim and Taira. If Klal Yisrael is learning Taira, then the Kohen Gadol can be successful on Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei asked the Gemara back to Rish Lakish's understanding of Rameya. What was Rish Lakish's understanding of Rameya? The Kol Eis Adas Rishayinu Eisa. The Madvar Amurim, the Kmitza. The Matan Kaili, as we learned that you can make a carbon pickle during the Kmitza. You can make a carbon pickle during when you put the Kmitza into the Klisharis. You can make a carbon pickle, Behiluch, when you're carrying the Kmitza, carbon mincha, when you're carrying the Kmitza to the Mizbeach. Abol Alaktara, when it comes to doing the Aktara, says the Braisa, Nosan Asakayimitz, the Machshava. If somebody did the put on the was macked at the kaimitz with a machshavas pigel, v'salvayin b'shtika, but he did the levayin without a machshavas pigel. I should not send us a kaimitz b'shtika, or he did the kaimitz without a machshavas pigel. V'salvayin b'machshava, but he did the levayin with a machshavas pigel. Ramei aimer pigel v'chayavin olav karis, that this will be a situation of pigel. V'chamam aim by karis, it's not considered pigel. Ad sheifag b'kolam matir, until he has the machshava both by the kaimitz and the levayin. But ask the Gemara on Rish Lakish. Ketanimiyah, what did the Braisa say in mentioning the opinion of Rameya as a Kaimus Bishtika Veslavana Vemachshava? That he did the first part Bishtika and the second part of Machshavas Shloilas Manai. And Utalib. And Rameya says it's Pigal. But if the basis of Rameya's understanding is that Kala Oisa al Das Rishayna U Oisa, here you don't have a Das Rishayna. The first part was Bishtika. So isn't this clearly a proof that Rameya has nothing to do with Adas Rishayna Waitsa, but rather the understanding of Rameya is based on Mefagla and Chatzimata? And it's the Gemara, you know how to understand the Braisa? Eima Kfar Nosan Asalvamad Machshava. What the Braisa means to say is that he first did the Levoina with Machshava's Pegel, and then he did the Kaimitz Bishtika. And it's again the concept of the Kalaisa Adas Rishayna Waitsa. Ask the Gemara two questions. Chada, if that's what the Braisa means, that first there was Machshavas Pigel, and then there was Shtika, so the Braisa already spoke about that case. Why is it repeating itself? Chada, Dinaresha, the Braisa already spoke about such a situation. Void, another question, Hatanya Vachkach, the Braisa clearly says, the first he was quiet, and then he has a Machshavas Pigel. And as the Rishonim explained the Gemara, even though we have numerous times in Shas, that the Gemara modifies a wording in a Braisa, the Gemara cannot take a wording in a Braisa and just say the opposite of what it says. that here it says there was shtika first, and then dibur, and then machshava? No, it means the other way around. That's too extreme. So we have a kasha. If the basis of Rav Meir's opinion, as the Reish Lakish suggests, is kala ois adas v'shoin hu oisa, so why does the Gemara use the word, why in the case where it was first shtika and then machshava, is it according to Meir Pigel? Kasha, it's a difficulty in Reish Lakish's understanding. It must be that Pshat and Rameya, which we've proved twice in today's shir, is not to do with kala ois adas v'shoin hu oisa, rather with the concept of mefagel b'chatzimata.